let's call a spade a spade. I used to be a real piece of work, a toxic cocktail of arrogance, criticism and anger, and a whole bunch of other things. Yeah, I had a lot of issues. Of course, my life took an unexpected turn, and along that journey, I met Jesus. Now, I don't mean that to sound corny in any way. It was real, it was radical, and it changed everything for me. But something I'd expected should have happened didn't. It seemed to me that the moment I gave my life over to Jesus, what he should have done was deal with all my issues. Bam, instant miracles, all fixed, all done. But it didn't happen that way. It took years to work through all of my issues. Hang on, that's the wrong tense. Let me run that by you again. It's taking years for God to work through all my issues because I, like you, am very much still a work in progress. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And our faces are not covered. We all show the Lord's glory and we are being changed to be like him. This change in us brings more and more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. What that's talking about, the context if you will, is that as we encounter God, as we meet this Jesus face to face along our journey, day after day, through this trial and that experience, through this conflict over here and that peace and joy over there, he changes us little by little from glory to glory over and over day after day. It's a process that the theologians refer to as sanctification. I like to think of it more as rehabilitation, being restored back into his original image, the image that we were created in the first place, God's image. And after over two decades of that, it's only as I'm able to look back that I can see how much I've changed. Hey, it's been a long journey, and it's a journey that goes on because, as I said, I, like you, am still very much a work in progress. Sure, sometimes God drops a massive miracle out of heaven. Awesome when he does that. But most times, it's little by little, from glory to glory. That seems to be his way, most times. And that's God's word. Fresh for you today.